Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
There is no place I would rather be than sitting right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. With the Crossbreed Holster Studio, holster, I might add. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. He is traveling. If you've gone to Armed American Radio, the website, you see that he's off to the big United States Concealed Carry Association shindig. They're actually having their Christmas party, it looks like. I got to figure out how we can get an invite to that one of these years.
You know, I'm with you on that, my friend.
that'd be nice, a lot of fun. So I'm filling in today. Mark will be doing the show live from the USCCA headquarters in Wisconsin tomorrow. So today, as he travels, I guess I'm the go-to guy for filling in, and love being a part of it. There's a lot that has happened since I last filled in. I know with the executive orders and all that's been going on, we've had Paris and everything else that's happened here, even in this country, too. And a lot of things happening. And first of all, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hope you had a great holiday season and ready to go in election year. There's a lot on the line in a lot of states this year, and as we've seen, the president making a gun grab is going to be a big talking point for those, as Mark puts it, the un-Americans on the left. And it's very important for all of us to be involved in this process. I mean, first and foremost, know where the candidates stand, but know what's happening in your state. And getting involved on the grassroots level, whether that's actually going out and supporting and writing letters and getting to your legislators and those, the powers that be in your state, so important. But also part of that, every state has a local organization that is fighting on your behalf. And that's one of the most important things. And I want to, my guest today on the program, for the last 26 years, Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance has represented law-abiding Minnesotans at the state capitol, passing right to carry legislation, range protection, blocking every single gun control scheme after the Sandy Hook massacre. And just last year, got suppressors legalized in Minnesota. And for the past few years, the boots on the ground at the capitol here in Minnesota have been worn by Andrew Rothman, who is the president of GOCRA. Andrew, first of all, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Great to speak with you again.
Always great to be on the show.
Really appreciate it. Now, as I was just mentioning, there have been a lot of things that have been happening, and I want to take a moment to talk about the importance of what you do and what the organizations like you across this country are doing, and how important it is for those of us who value our Second Amendment right to get involved, whether that's financially supporting the organization, volunteering, or doing what we can do. What are the needs that people have, not just here in Minnesota, but across the state, to make sure that our rights are protected?
Well, there are some terrific national organizations, and they do a great job in Washington, D.C., in keeping an eye on the politicians and making sure that they stay in line and letting us know when things are happening that we need to be concerned about in Washington, D.C. But in the states is where our rights are won or lost. And the progress that's been made on gun rights in the last few decades has largely been made in the states. The sweeping reform of carry laws throughout the country, with almost every state in the country now allowing you to legally carry a gun, which wasn't the case, and all sorts of things that are protecting our rights, those kind of advances, and also the worst challenges to our rights and the worst infringements of our rights are happening at the state level. The feds have not done half of the damage to the Second Amendment in California that the California legislature has done. If you're in Hawaii, it is absolutely impossible to get a permit to carry, even though the Constitution, we think, is pretty clear on that. So it really matters what's going on in your state. All politics is local, and that's especially true when it comes to gun rights. We need people to support us, obviously, with financial support so that we can get our boots on the ground at the Capitol and be effective there. But we also need people's active engagement. We need them to actually be calling their senators and representatives, showing up at these hearings, writing those letters, coming to find these elected officials at their local town halls or their coffees and getting them right there and making them understand that their constituents expect them to support the Constitution.
Yeah, and you look across the country, and we've seen a lot of states making huge headways. And here in Minnesota, and we'll speak for Minnesota because that's where I happen to be sitting right now, and Andrew is too, with we have, even on the left, the Democrats, because we're a very outdoor, we're a very hunter-friendly state, we do have a lot of people that support the Second Amendment. But that doesn't mean, when you start hearing, as the president puts it, these common sense laws and all these things, it isn't a far cry. It's not a stretch to have them start leaning another direction. And that's where we really need to keep pressure up and on.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark Twain said that a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on. And the president has been engaging in a lot of lying and a lot of deception, trying to make people believe that things that have always been illegal aren't illegal, and he needs to make a change to make them illegal, even though they're already illegal.
Yeah, well, I know Mark's talked about it on the program, and it's getting a lot of press both nationally and on the radio show here at Armed American Radio, about these executive orders and what it means. And you hear everything from, you know, that it really, as you said, it's just sort of window dressing. It's a lot of hoopla. There's really nothing new there per se, but it does start us down a slippery slope even more because of the public perception of what it is. I mean, everybody thinks right now that you can, you know, there's, you'd almost think there was no background checks or no laws at all regarding the buying and selling of a firearm. And that just isn't the case. Any of us that have purchased a firearm know that's not the case.
Right. Now, any magician, anybody on stage knows that if you're going to pull a trick on people, you have to do it with misdirection. And so there's a loud flash and a bang over there, and you don't see the guy pocketing the card over here. Mm-hmm. That's what the president seems to be doing. The things that are getting the most attention are probably the least of our worries, and it's just talk, 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 while the more insidious infringements are hardly getting any play at all. And those are the ones to keep an eye on. What aren't they telling you?
Yeah, and you had a great on your on the Facebook page, on the GOCRA Facebook page, and at your website, it's gocra.org. People can go check it out too. Kind of breaking down the executive orders and what it actually means and doesn't mean, because the best way as we get engaged with our coworkers, our friends, our family, those people that, you know, buy into this hype that that the guns are a problem. It's not the person holding the weapon that's the issue. They actually feel it's the gun that's the issue. We need to have a conversation, be armed with the facts to back it up, because they throw out stats all the time that have no bounds in reality. You know, the number of deaths and how they attribute things is just crazy talk. I don't even know where they come up with those statistics.
Absolutely. And, you know, the real facts are a lot more in favor of the Second Amendment than they are in favor of infringements. I think the biggest number that we hear right now is that gun violence takes 30,000 lives of Americans every year. Of course, they're using suicide in their mm-hmm. totals for what they call gun violence, which is, you know, quite amazing, as if a suicidally depressed person, if they didn't have access to a gun, would just, you know, cheer up or something.
Yeah. You do the math on that. That's 30,000 a year, Andrew. That comes out to basically 82 people a day.
Sure, but two-thirds of those are suicides.
Yeah.
So it's really much, much less. The president must have a wonderful acting coach. And he had the tears in his eyes as he talked about the 30 children under five who had died in firearms accidents. And that is horrible. I mean, it is terrible. Mm-hmm. Any death is a tragedy. But we're in a country of 325 million people. And it is entirely possible that 30 children under five died of accidental firearm injuries during the same time that 1,800 suffocated. Mm-hmm. And 440 of them drowned. The perception is that guns are taking over our lives and getting danger. Life is getting more dangerous and more people are dying all the time. The truth is exactly the opposite. In the last couple of decades, we've pretty much doubled the number of guns that are in the hands of law-abiding Americans. and the death rates from murders and from accidents continues to go down and down and down. More guns, less crime. Hey, how about that? Someone should write a book.
Absolutely. And it is, but it is true, because one thing with all this hype of guns and firearms and things like that, those of us that do get the training, and actually it's probably raised, as you just mentioned, we've seen those numbers go down, raised the level of safety. I mean, there's easier access to vaults and locks, and people are paying much more attention to all these safety issues as well, which is a good thing. You don't just see, you know, grandpa or dad setting the gun down on the coffee table there for you. So, hey, stick around. More Armed American Radio coming back after the break. We're joined with Andrew Wathman from the Gun Owners Civil Alliance here in Minnesota. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It'll be Michaels and for Mark. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Lee Michaels here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling in for Mark on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark will be doing the show live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios at the United States Concealed Carry Association tomorrow. He is up there at the corporate headquarters. And again, if you aren't a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, I strongly encourage you to do so. I have been for years. Great protection that they have, and the magazine, everything they do is first rate. So if you are somebody that owns firearms or carries on a daily basis, highly recommend the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you can get over there and get your membership going right now and win one of four guns. Again, you can go to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Always having great stuff available for you, training and the like. And speaking of training, getting training, being a responsible gun owner is so important. We talk about it a lot. Seems cliche, but it is very, very important. And joining me, the president of GOCRA here in Minnesota, which is the Gun Owner Civil Rights Alliance, is Andrew Rothman. And Andrew, appreciate you staying with us on the program today. And just before the break, you were talking about, you know, how we see it all the time. You know, the left throwing out these numbers that don't mean anything. They're not truthful, flat out aren't truthful. But we've seen the positive side of it. I think more people, even gun owners, have being more conscious, the safety factor has increased and made things better.
And the number of people that are dying from firearm accidents is down dramatically over a couple decades ago. At the same time, the people dying in firearm homicides has been cut in half. Has been cut, I think, almost by two-thirds since 1993. It was so bad in Minneapolis at the time, we gained the nickname Murderapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, we've seen violent crime drop consistently and dramatically, especially after we legalized carry. I'm proud that the Gun Owner Civil Rights Alliance led the charge to get shall-issue carry legalized in 2003 and then passed it again in 2005 after a court challenge.
Yeah.
Since that time, we've gone from about 10,000 mostly security guards who had a permit to carry to over 210,000 permit holders in Minnesota, and we've seen crime go down.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, and everything that happens here in our state, and we've seen that happening across the country as well. So let's get back to the executive orders and the president's speech the other day, and what that really means for the average guy like you and I, wherever we happen to be living on the street. You know, the gun sales. I mean, there, you start looking at what it means to qualify as a dealer, and if I sell a gun to a neighbor, am I going to get in trouble, or am I, you know, selling a gun for profit, is that really the avenue there? And the other big thing that the president brought up was about buying guns over the internet. It's almost like, you know, anybody can just jump on the internet. Hey, I'm going to buy this gun, click it, and have it dropped off at their house, and no questions asked.
Yeah, the president certainly tried to create the perception that we order guns on the internet like we order something off of Amazon.com. But that's not the way it works, of course. And federal laws since 1968, even before the rise of the internet, made sure that that couldn't happen. You can't ship a firearm across state lines without shipping it to a federally licensed dealer. That hasn't changed. Some states, like Minnesota, do allow a personal transaction to take place. If I want to sell a gun to my neighbor, we don't need to tramp down to the police station mm-hmm. or the gun store and make a federal record of who's got the gun now. And, you know, they keep saying that it's not about gun registration. It's not about gun registration. It's just background checks. But, of course, it's not. They want a paper record that they can come back and find and know where every gun in the country is. That's the real goal behind what they call universal background checks. It's really universal registration of guns and gun owners.
And that's a scary thing for a lot of us. I know myself, and I've got a lot of friends who, you know, like, gosh, I, you know, would rather buy from a private party than, you know, go through having everything on record. But it's, you know, do you need to be concerned about those things now or in the future?
Well, being put on a list is frightening to a lot of people, and not every registration scheme for guns has led to gun confiscation, but every gun confiscation has started with registration. So people are right to be concerned about having a universal list of guns and gun owners. But the reality is, most of us, as the number of guns are increasing in this country, we've been buying them off the shelves at the big box retailers and the mom and pop gun stores. And all of those have been subject to the federally mandated background check. And when we go to a gun show and we buy a gun from those exact same dealers, guess what? We're buying it with exactly the same background check. And so the president is really trying to perpetrate a deception on the American people that there's some nebulous gun show loophole that must be closed when, in fact, there's absolutely none at all.
Yeah, and that's a key thing, because you hear that all the time, the gun show loophole. And I've had friends bringing that up, and how you defend that and being knowledgeable. So if, Andrew, somebody asks you, says, well, they've, you know, the gun show loophole, that's where they're getting all their guns. How do you respond to that?
You know, I kind of respond the same way that I do when people talk about how assault weapons and semi-automatic weapons should be made illegal. If you tell people you're wrong, go away, they might go away, but they'll never realize that they're wrong. Instead, I ask questions. I say, well, what do you mean by that? What do you think an assault weapon is? And they say, well, I don't know, but it's something bad. And then we talk about how an assault weapon is a political term. It was invented by the Brady campaign.
Right.
With the idea of making it sound like assault rifle, which is a term for a machine gun.
Right.
And so to confuse people, in fact, they even said, Josh Sugarman, the director at the time, said that the assault weapons' menacing looks combined with people's confusion over semi-auto and full auto is going to help us to get them banned.
Yeah, and you think about the war on words, and we've lost that on a lot of fronts on the conservative side, and even in the gun battle, because when we even ourselves, if being honest about it, if you're talking about assault rifles or whatever it is, you get caught up in those terms because they become such common terms to use. But you really need to be careful, because when you're talking to somebody, the lingo we use, if we're not on the same page with that uninformed person we're talking to, come away with a completely different perception of what it is. And that's why we have to be very careful in the words we choose and how we have that conversation. I like the approach you take of asking questions, because until we educate those, and whether that's inviting somebody to go to the range with us and get over the fears, because I don't think I've ever gone to the range with anybody. I'm sure you probably haven't either, Andrew, who once they fired a gun for that first time said, I absolutely hate this. I don't ever want to do that again.
Doesn't happen very often. A lot of people have ingrained fears, and they've spent their whole lives building up a fear of this. And sometimes it takes a little, but you know, as a carry instructor and as a beginning pistol instructor myself, I do spend a lot of time who've never touched guns before, and they're not so sure about it. But it's like driving a car. When they realize that they're the master of the machine and the machine is not the master of them, and when they carefully put that gun on the table and see that it absolutely doesn't move by itself,
it's a good deal.
The fear kind of goes away. Knowledge is the enemy of fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back more on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. More with my friend Andrew Rothman from the Gun Owners Civil Alliance here in Minnesota. More Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is coming right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit DefendFamilyOneWord.com. Download your 100% free guide. DefendFamily.com. Again, that's DefendFamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Humley Michaels in for Mark Walters here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. As Mark has a travel day today, he will bring you the show live tomorrow from the United States Concealed Carry Association headquarters. Just in our east, our neighbor in Wisconsin is where Mark will be bringing the show live tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And always a pleasure to fill in for him. And thanks to everybody at the United States Concealed Carry Association for that as well. Go to usccaonair.com, just like Mark was talking about. Get your membership going, and you could win one of four guns. And joining me now is Andrew Rothman. He's the president of Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance, GOCRA. You can find them on the web, doing great work here in Minnesota. And Andrew, do you have much communication with your fellow organizations in other states?
You know, we are talking more and more as we realize that we face the same threats, and especially the big money lobbyists sent from New York City by Michael Bloomberg. And so we are collaborating together over the phone and over the internet, and talking about strategies and sharing sample legislation that we can bring to our.
Well, that's great. You know,
seeing what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and well, I mean, we even had we've seen states strip reciprocity, which is just something that annoys me to all get out, that why my driver's license is good everywhere, but my carry permit is not. And the laws are changing from state to state, and keeping in touch and knowing what's going on is an important aspect.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of us in the various states are talking about the rush from media folks to talk to us after the president's pronouncements, and a lot of activists in the various states were saying, well, gosh, I'm trying to find something to say, but there's really a lot of fluff in the president's statements, and it's hard to dig deep and find out where the actual threats might lie. But there are a couple.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, coming down the pike, and what the president is saying, and what they're really pushing for, and some of the things I think Mark's brought up in the past too, what the Social Security Administration is doing. And the whole mental illness topic and getting on these no buy lists, there's some scary things happening there, because it becomes very arbitrary as to how you end up on these lists.
You know, it really is. And the federal law has always been perfectly clear that, the president likes to say, let me be clear. So let me be clear, Mr. President. The federal law says that you can't purchase or possess a gun if you have been committed to a mental institution, or if you've been adjudicated as a mentally defective person. It sounds really harsh because the language is very old, but that's what they used to call it.
Right.
But the keywords there are adjudicated and committed. Both of those are processes that require a court. And you get your day in court, you get your chance to represent your interests and to have your interests represented by a professional attorney. It's a little thing we call due process. I think it's in the Constitution.
You are correct.
Now, what the president has been talking about is rules from the Social Security Administration, so that the Social Security Administration would report to the FBI's National Instant Background Check System on folks who have a conservator or a guardian who is accepting their Social Security checks on their behalf. Now, that can happen because someone's been committed to a mental institution or someone has been adjudicated incompetent. But it also happens with folks who are just getting on in years, and the Social Security Administration makes a procedural determination. But they're bureaucrats. Decide that Grandpa he keeps losing his checks and maybe he's not really responsible. So let's talk about having his daughter or the senior center accept the checks on his behalf and take care of his money for him. Now, just because somebody is bad with money, just because somebody has someone else balancing their checkbook, doesn't mean that they've suddenly become a danger to society and themselves, and it doesn't mean that their rights should be stripped away. Most importantly, their rights shouldn't be stripped away because they've never had due process. They've never had their day in court. So we're very concerned, and we have yet to see the rulemaking, because as much as the president would like to think that he can just wave his wand and cause the procedure to change, there are laws around this. And so there is a rulemaking process, and those rules have to be entered in the Federal Register, and then there's a comment period, and people can fight them. And if this is even one step toward loosening the definition of mental illness to entrap more people into having their rights removed without due process, they're going to hear about it in every state and across the country.
Yeah, and this is where they try to paint this picture that it is a bigger issue than it is. It's a scary issue. I mean, we see that, where you have doctor's offices asking children without a parent in the room if there are guns in the home. It starts this slippery slope. What's being reported to whom, and who's getting this information, and where's it all being compiled, and where does it go? So there is a reason to be aware, and it's one of the reasons why an organization like the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance is so important, protecting our civil rights, which are provided just by the Constitution.
The president talks about legal barriers that are preventing the exchange of this information. Now, a lot of fascists, and I'm not calling the president a fascist, but I'm saying that a lot of fascists consider civil rights to be a barrier to the policies that they want to enact. And actually, it turns out I'm pretty comfortable with the government having a lot of barriers before it can get to my private medical information. So we computer geeks say, I don't see that as a bug. I see that as a feature. There should be barriers.
Absolutely, there should be, because we are definitely on this slippery slope. And, that's why being involved on the local level, wherever you live, any state in this country, whether you have gun laws that you think are pretty good and you've got constitutional carry, that's awesome, or you're in a state, like you mentioned before, Hawaii, or places where it's very, very difficult, if at all, to get a permit as an average Joe on the street. You need to be involved in the local organizations, because that's where we have made the most headway over the years. And
absolutely,
that's what's going to ensure our rights.
There are great organizations in almost every state that are doing this. Unfortunately, there's a new breed, a new crop of hucksters, folks who will come and pound the table and say that your rights are going to be taken away by midnight if you don't send us money.
Yeah.
And you have to watch out for those. Usually their posturing is pretty obvious in themselves, but they do snare a lot of folks who are very concerned about their rights, and they're ready to believe that they're in danger and to send money to these hucksters that really don't do anything for their rights. I encourage everybody to come join us at the GOCRA Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/GOCRA. Go ahead and ask if you have a question about an organization. We'll tell you whether it's one of our partners, one of the folks on the up and up, or just one of the table bangers.
Yeah, and that's, again, I can't stress that enough, because being involved, you know, it's, we do have to get off the bench and onto the field. And it, for some of us, that might be, you know, joining an organization, financially supporting the organization, or when there's stuff happening down at the state capitol, that you're heading down there and being involved, or writing your legislators, letting them know how important these issues are. And it is an ongoing battle, because if we don't get involved, we see those rights eroded and stripped away, and, you know, on our way to, you know, we see Hillary, we see the presidential candidates on the left talking about this, you know, hinting at what they see in England and what they see in Australia as being models of programs that are good. And they'll talk on the other side of the mouth saying, well, we're not want to confiscating. Well, that's exactly what they're talking about.
Sure. And, you know, it's the old boiled frog. You know, we didn't lose our rights all at once, and we're not continuing to lose them all at once. It's a nibble here and a nibble there, and pretty soon you're talking real infringement. And that's how we've been getting them back. You know, we haven't, you know, once in a while we have a great victory, like when we worked to get shall issue carry passed in Minnesota.
Yep.
But it's the day after day little things. And, you know, a good part of what we do you'll never hear about. The bills that we kill, the language that we fix before it gets to the floor.
Yeah.
And so the bad stuff never even happens.
That's why organizations like yours are so important. Andrew, I really appreciate you taking time out of the busy day. God bless you for what you're doing here in Minnesota and across the country with other organizations to helping protect our rights. Again, if you want more on Andrew and the organization, Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance, it's gocrit.org on the web, or catch him on Facebook too. Andrew, thanks again so much for coming on the program today. We got one more segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with me, League Michaels, and for Mark Walters.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Lee Michaels here in for Mark Walters from the Crossbreed Holster Studios that have moved to the Twin Cities. Thanks for tuning in on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense as we fill your prescription for freedom. USCCA On Air is where you want to go and become a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I am, have been for many years. Great resources they have there. Plus, you could also win one of four guns right now. They always have great contests, but it's a great organization. Mark will be broadcasting live from their headquarters tomorrow on the program to wrap up this week. But I do thank you for joining us today, and big thanks to Andrew Rothman from the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance for joining us for the first three quarters of the program. And talking a lot about, you know, what's going on and putting up with what the liberal media is throwing at us. And you talk about some of the goofy things we have heard and seen out there. One of them is coming out of Great Britain. They've released the police association there has released a video in a terror incident telling people to run, hide, and tell. Tell what? Tell the guy to stop shooting? Or tell him to put it on pause while we call the police. It's just, it's crazy to see some of the things that are coming out there. But one of the big things that helps you avoid those situations or to get the real insight on what you should do is Peter Johnson with Archway Defense, a friend. He's been on the program a number of times, and I'm always glad to have him taking time out of his busy schedule to step on and share his knowledge with all of us here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Of course, Mark, Peter, former Air Force and also Federal Air Marshal. So he knows what he's talking about, does lots of training with SWAT teams and individuals all around the country. So, Peter, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You there, Peter?
Yep.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hey, now I can.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lee.
No problem. So let's talk about the practical common sense things. I just mentioned this link. I think you've seen this, that British police are telling people to run, hide, and tell.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. We posted on the Archway Defense Facebook page when it came out. It screams, let's all be victims, because there are times when you're not going to be able to run, you're not going to be able to hide, and if you're close enough to get killed, the only other option they want you to do is to tell who. It is mind-boggling, at least. It perpetuates a victim mentality.
Yeah, they're asking you to run, which for many of us, I mean, when we talk about training scenarios and you're looking at an active threat situation, even those that might be armed, you know, if with my family or responsibility, I want to get out of there. I don't want to go looking for trouble. If trouble comes to me, you know, be able to handle that, you know, hiding, you know, getting to a place of cover and concealment that can help protect you if you do need to engage. But it's the whole process of, you, as you mentioned, training. It really is training people to be victims rather than thinking of ways that they can help protect themselves.
Correct. And it takes away that vital aspect of defense, that sometimes the best defense is actually aggression. And where there's a famous T-shirt out there, violence sometimes is the answer. And unfortunately, violence is sometimes the answer. If we didn't believe this, what happened with our the airman and the soldier who were on vacation in Paris or Belgium?
Yeah, on the train.
Yep. On the train. Yeah. Yep. If they followed that protocol from the neighbors in the UK, that would have ended dramatically different, because it doesn't encourage or motivate anybody to tell them, if you're close enough to get killed and you cannot hide and you cannot run, you have to fight.
And that's what we saw on 9/11, Flight 93, was a group of passengers who, without even training or, you know, this even kind of before some of this mindset was more in the way people were thinking, realized that that was the best scenario to try to save themselves.
Correct. And thank God they did, because they sacrificed their own lives for thousands of people on the ground. Who knows where that next plane could have gone? It could have gone to many locations.
Yeah.
But that same type of bravery and sacrifice that we saw on United 93, and the same thing that we just saw on in Paris when they were on the train, they stopped something from getting much, much worse, simply because they decided, there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide, the only option is I have to fight.
And that's where just having that that thought process, or being aware to put yourself in a situation to see, avoid, or understand what's happening around you, not having your head down, buried in your mobile device, or not disengaged from everything around you, that you don't see that possible threat coming. Now, you can't protect yourself against everything, and that's why you find yourself in a situation where sometimes you do have to react, and sometimes that's
correct.
Violence is part of that.
Correct. The airman that was on the train, he was actually asleep when it all started, and he was simply woken up by one of his friends, and out of a complete cold dead sleep, he jumped up and charged a man standing there with an AK-47.
Yeah,
I mean, but that was that. He didn't get permission from the UK to go tell somebody. He had a warrior's mentality, even being wrestled out of sleep.
Yep.
That can be adopted by anybody. And that's not, sometimes that's not your first option, but it might be your only option.
Right. Because you may find yourself, depends if you've got your wife and kids with you, or, you know, who knows what. But being aware of the situation. There's a story of a woman in New York. I don't know if it was a homeless guy or not, but just, you know, jumped up and slashed her face. The guy had done it a couple days before, or a couple weeks before, got up and punched somebody else, just, you know, a random act of violence. And being able to perceive that threat, again, that comes, you know, paying attention to your surroundings. But you can even, you know, somebody walking right at you, you see him, you smile at him, and then they just reach out and sucker punch you, or pull a knife, or pull a gun. You know, there are things that you still can't totally see coming. And even with training, that's where you need to understand, and you might have to react, and that reaction might be violent.
Correct. And it just it will trigger that sympathetic nervous system. And I think we chatted about that one of the last shows we were on. But that sympathetic nervous system, that immediate flinch response, where you go into your fight or flight, and sometimes your fighting is the best option.
Yeah, and you got you know trusting your gut. I mean, I think it's so great, the awareness, the level that people have been thinking about these things. But you know, you see it on the left all the time. These stories of how they want you to breathe. You know, more and more gun-free zones are going to solve all these problems. There's no common sense involved to me with that thinking at all, and I still don't understand how they propagate that so much, and people think that that's a good idea.
We just finished up with a course with a couple of corporations on workplace violence and active threat, active shooter. And the question that was posed during the Q&A session at the end was, should we ban guns on the premise? And then I had to walk them through the process of, okay, well, what would that look like? Who would you be stopping? Would you be stopping people that follow the sign, or would you be stopping people that don't follow the sign? And having that intelligent conversation of a logical thought process, saying, is this really what we want to do? And I can't tell you what to do, your private corporation, but I can give our consultation on it. And obviously our direction was, the only people that will follow that sign are people that are law-abiding citizens.
Yep. And there, you're putting more people at risk, because the people that do have, you know, in the state of Minnesota where we are now, and just about every other state, you've had to pass a background check to buy that firearm. You've had to have training of some sort to get your permit to carry a weapon, concealed or open, depending on where you're at. So, Peter, time is running out already. Always great to have you on. Thanks again, my friend. We'll chat again soon.
Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. For more, go to archwaydefense.com if you want information on Peter's organization. Big thanks to Mark Walters, the USCCA, Kevin Michalowski, Tim Schmidt, Sean back at the studios there too. Really appreciate Lee Michaels sitting in for Mark Walters. You can follow me at Lee Michaels Live. Mark Walters back tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay aware. Stay safe.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.